At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, though, a quick plug for our friends and holders at First Rate Ag. Look at Bill.
First Rate!
That's right, the logo. Bill Bush, the logo. Full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 26 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket. And Bill, how was the conference call yesterday?
It was a little hard, you know, from an audible situation.
Why?
Well, they were in the combine. Wow. So they were out there in the fields. Yeah, so you could hear, they were humming. It was like a sewing machine, though. Like I said, because the fields are so clean. And so there wasn't like a rawr, so you're like you're mowing and you hit something you shouldn't. You
know, oh, yeah. God.
You know that sound?
Yes.
Yeah, it scares the crap out of you.
Yeah, you think your mower's done.
But there was none of that. But it was just, there was a humming in the background, and it was one of those happy sounds.
Oh, yes.
Just a humming, just hearing corn leaving the field.
Harvest.
Yeah, it's incredible. I can't wait to get back out. When I was driving back from Kearney, it was just great to see. Boy, there's a lot of harvest. I know it started in Beatrice in late July, as you guys pointed out. But anyway,
they're ahead of the times.
Yes, they're doing very good.
They're ahead of the times.
I think in the southern part of the state, it did start a little earlier.
It's correct. I-80 beltway is there's, I'm saying it's probably 60% done.
Really?
Yeah, 60%
done. The corridor.
Yes, the corridor. Yes.
Ben.
Agriculture.
Egg. It's time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay.
Yeah, is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation for your financial future. And Bill, it's a freaky football Friday.
Yes, it is.
What do we have going on today?
Also, real quick, with the cash cows, they got a new program set up, and I think it's really good for it's for all men. I think it'd be good for everyone. I think Steven would want to get involved. I think Jake, you will too, like that. It's a hide your money account.
Oh.
And so it's a deal for when you want to have your own little hidden account that nobody else knows about and your wife doesn't know about. So they're willing to do that. And then obviously like that. And that right now, anytime you invest in that small pocket right now, it's getting a 9% return.
That's good.
So that's really good. So if you get some money in there, and then
wife don't want to see that. No, my dad was a divorce attorney, and he helped guys with that.
Yeah,
he
helped. Yeah, so they know how important.
Ben, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's not inappropriate.
So they're
Trump.
They're helping people out. The election. They're helping people out with hiding their accounts, hiding some money just for fun. Just fun money, and then you just swing by there on Fridays, and they whisk it out, and just kind of hand it through the window, and then you have some fun, and then they keep it, and then you just double your money every week. You're making money, and then they just hand it to you out through a window. It's great. It's all cash.
It's a little touchy,
it's a little touchy, a little all cash, but it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. So it's a great new program that those guys have come up with.
Yeah, so good job.
Good stuff right now.
That's who Dirk, Scott, and Ty?
Dirk, Scott, and Ty. At Mid Plains Advisors.
Have I met them?
Making a lot of cash.
Yes.
They were.
Ty was not there, but Dirk and Scott were there.
Yes, Ty was not there. Okay, let's talk some football.
Ty Steinkuhler.
Yes.
Seasonal mayhem games. Seasonal mayhem games. First one, Wisconsin at Rutgers.
Oh, God.
Whoever loses that one probably tailspins.
Ooh.
It's a tailspin game.
That's Rutgers tailspin?
I can see a tailspin with this loss. Now, I will say this. Rutgers, their schedule is ridiculous.
Easy.
So it may not tailspin. Right. because with their schedule. But that is a big game. Wisconsin at Rutgers. That's also a tale for kind of, okay, for a future opponent with Wisconsin playing there.
Huge.
Minnesota, UCLA. UCLA is already in a tailspin. Minnesota really rallied back with the big win, but I'm taking UCLA in this one, and that can also put Minnesota in some dire straits.
Are you taking UCLA in a close game?
In a close game. In a close game. Also, the matter.
We're going to remember that the way you remember Missouri. Don't see it. I don't see what you're seeing.
I'm going UCLA.
Bruins.
Going Bruins. Washington, Iowa is a tailspin game. They both got two losses. Iowa loses that one. That's a tailspin.
Trouble.
That's trouble. They're going to be sitting there about 3-3. They'd be at this time, and so it would be trouble. And Washington's same way. Washington's probably the most upset right now. They lost a close game they should have won to Washington State in the Apple Cup, and they lost a game they easily should have won at Rutgers. They should be an undefeated team right now.
Jeez,
they should be undefeated. And it's a great job by Jed Fisher what he's doing. Cincy at UCF tailspin game.
Wow,
mayhem game. They both got a couple losses. Whoever loses that game the season's going to be a bad deal. I'm saying right now, Cincy goes to UCF and beats him. UCF is not playing good football. They're not playing good football.
Cincy goes to UCF. By Colorado 2 weeks ago.
I think Cincy goes there and beat. And then Florida beat UCF last weekend.
They did.
Things are not great. And UCF has four players that have opted out. Have opted out of there. So things are not great there. For Gus Malzahn. Tonight, I love this game. It's a mayhem game. Utah at Arizona State. 9:30 kick.
Ooh.
Utah.
You have the hat.
Right now, they have the hat.
That's why you have the hat on.
You have to. Utah's got to win this game. They can't have two losses in conference. They cannot have that.
BYU undefeated.
Yeah, BYU. And they have to play BYU coming up in a huge rivalry
game. Texas Tech undefeated.
Arizona State's only got one loss. But that's an intriguing game.
Yeah, it is.
And the one that I think is huge is K-State at Colorado. K-State, if they lose, that's two losses in the Big 12. Almost eliminates them from the Big 12, from the championship game. Chance to get it's still possible. Almost eliminates them. Colorado hasn't lost yet. It's a huge game. If there's a conference to watch, just to watch top to bottom, it's the Big 12. It's by far the most intriguing. Who do you think is going to win the Big 10?
Ohio State. Who's going to win the SEC?
Who would be second?
In
the Big 10.
I would say Oregon.
Probably Oregon. I mean, that's kind of where it's at, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of where it's at. That's where it kind of stops. Right. In the Big 12, there's like 10 teams.
Right.
There's like, you can make a case for everyone. Texas Tech. I mean, you just go through them all. It's like, Noah's at the same league like that. But there's a lot of those teams in that Big 12. They'd love to play Purdue and Northwestern and some of those teams. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, watch this. Yeah, we'd love to go play some of that Big Ten. Mm-hmm. And so that Big 12 is fun to watch. So there's some mayhem games.
Mayhem.
Along with incredible games. And one of the incredible ones is going on the same time as Ohio State and Oregon. And that's Ole Miss at LSU.
That's going to be a
38-35 game. I don't know who's coming on top.
Is that a 3:30 game or 2:30?
Nope, same exact time as Oregon. I can't wait to see it. ABC 6:30. Can't wait to see it. It's going to be complete mayhem. I'm taking the Fighting Lane Kiffins in that one. And then that also will be a mayhem game. So whoever loses that one has kind of ruled themselves out of it, probably out of the playoff situation. So it's a giant 6:30 game. Yep. 6:30 game.
ABC.
Same time as Texas.
Just have channel return.
Same time as Oregon.
Channel return.
Same time as Oregon, Ohio State. Yeah, there's some great games. But I love watching the games where seasons will change in this game. The trajectory of your program takes a whole different turn after this season's over. Some teams are going to crash and some are going to take off.
6:30.
So incredible games to be able to watch with that. Jake Sorensen.
I look forward to that. Look forward to watching them. And Sip, just make sure, again, your remote has channel return.
Yes.
You can do this.
Yes, you can do this.
I believe in your ability to navigate the remote.
Yes. Okay. You said tomorrow you're going to be sitting at your couch all day. You got Washington.
No, I'm on a Rutgers, Wisconsin.
At 11.
Yeah, yeah. Then the next game is the biggest one in my mind. It's Penn State, USC. That's the one I really want to watch. Then Oregon, Ohio State. So I'll be watching football till my eyes bleed.
K-State CU starts at 9:30. I'll be up until 1:30. I'll be up till 1:30 watching football.
It's a two burrito day, probably. Yes,
it's a double burrito.
Three. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner burrito.
Oh, no.
Come on, have a breakfast.
That's one. A lot. Two.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at tanker.com.
Okay.
Ben, are you still with us?
Ben will drift
off. We do have a text from Greg in Milford here.
Greg in Milford, I saw him last night. I met him.
On the text line.
He says this.
Hershey syrup.
This might be your best show ever. We've gone full circle from a great roll call to sex ed and Tinder and back to football talk. This is what makes you guys the best sports show out there.
Sports!
Thank you, Greg.
Craig, that's incredible like that. Yeah, we talked about fornication.
We did not talk about it. We mentioned it.
You mentioned it up at the you mentioned it.
Build a breaker.
That's
involved.
And
human relations.
Fertilization.
Ben's getting uncomfortable over here.
Do you want to talk about Trump a little bit?
You can tell the election.
Text in on the election thoughts right now. If you have anybody from texting on that, we've been a big political station.
Look at Jake. He's fidgeting.
He's fidgeting. He's very nervous. He's not answering the texts are coming in. He's not responding. Anything from YouTube.
Somebody from Alma says, Bill, what do you think about Iowa State, West Virginia?
Well, it's on the FSPs.
But what do you think? Who's going to win?
West Virginia.
Good God.
Upset. I'm taking upset.
I'm writing these down and coming
upset
at you.
Upset alert. I'm coming West Virginia.
I'm writing these down and coming at you on Monday.
That's fine. Do it.
Did you have a lock for us this weekend?
It was our lock because you killed
us. What was the simple lock?
Missouri. Lock it down. It's 24-0 at one point in time.
They came out in the first. Here they come.
And then they came at halftime. That's okay. Reboot. 75-yard touchdown. No. First play. No one touched the running back. It was inside zone to the hut.
The best part about it was that without saying any words, Bill sent us a screenshot of just the score. There was no words.
No, just anything.
Just a screenshot.
I was so disheartened.
He's like, oh no.
I mean, I let down a lot of people. I let down a lot of breakers.
Lock of the week.
Yeah.
And that's why, also, the greatness of this, because like I said, college football is so incredible. Mm-hmm. They thought the goalpost tore down. Have you ever seen a basketball hoop tore down and carried through? Have you ever seen that?
No.
Let's tear the hoop down and carry it down O Street.
It'd
be hard to do, but it doesn't happen. There's a little bit of court storming, but it's live. If you don't catch it live, you're wasting your time. There's too easy. And now you know what's going on instantaneously. You know what scores are. Mm-hmm. So you have to be watching.
It's so good.
So there is none of this like that. No, I'll just get it on the podcast later. I'll catch it later.
Saturday. No. Don't interrupt my Saturday out
don't.
There.
Anything
don't
else in the text line, Jake, we need
that's,
to hear
that's
from.
All I have. That's all I have.
Nothing from the election. You're telling me no one texted
No election
any.
Talk.
Jake.
Nope. We've been very benign.
Not at all.
We've been very benign down the middle of the road, Jake. Don't get nervous.
Yes.
I'm not going to do anything crazy. Kamala.
mentioned both. Okay, it's fine. Yeah. Mentioned both. Mentioned fine, both. Whatever.
We're equal time.
Yeah. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott.
The Thrill.
Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Sip and Schaefer got a win to avoid the winless week. They were 0-3, 1-3 now after the yesterday. Today is a film Friday, and hockey season is back, which has a bunch of masks. So I thought we'd do some mask movies today. Randomly.
Wait a second.
Because why not?
I got to put this all here. Hockey season, they use masks.
Yeah. Sometimes so you got to stretch the reason to do a topic.
I think
or
just
something.
The goal. Yeah. Why don't you just do a hockey movie? Just great hockey movies.
Do you have more than just the Miracle? What do you got for hockey movies besides?
Slapshot? Really? Really?
Could you walk into the Mighty Ducks? Possibly.
Yeah, you walked three.
What's the fourth one?
But you
give me
walked
four. I need four questions.
We'll get it.
Okay. All right. If you think you
Mighty
know
Ducks 2.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. Mask movies. Give us a call. 464.
Mask movies.
5685. Shut up. Simple.
Film Friday.
Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Takedown, Sip and Bill. And trivia again, masked movies are our topic today.
Okay, Jake.
Feel okay about this?
Yes.
Yes.
Nervous?
No. No.
Okay.
No, I don't feel nervous when I don't know any.
that's good. All right, Phil, how do you feel about
is this Phil Roman?
I don't think is it Phil Roman. What do we have here?
It is not.
Okay,
it's okay. We still love you, Phil. Yep. Thanks for calling.
Yep. All right, do you feel right about mask movies today, Phil?
About what movies?
Mask, M-A-S-K, mask.
We're confused too, Phil. So don't feel bad. We're taken back here also.
Says
sounds
sure.
Great.
He says sounds sure. Right? Great. He sounds annoyed here. Let's get to it. All right, Phil. Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one question as always. First question to you. What 1998 movie features Antonio Banderas being trained by Anthony Hopkins as a black-caped masked avenger of the oppressed as Banderas seeks revenge from his brother's death?
Zorro.
I had that. The one I had. Now we're in a pickle. Hey, we're behind, Steve.
We
lock
had
in.
That.
We're behind.
1-0 lead for Phil.
Yeah.
First Phil question Ellis. For you. Sip, who is the main character in the 1994 movie The Mask?
Jim Carrey.
I had that one also.
See, we have 2 for 2 right now. Okay.
There we go. Not
bad.
All right.
Not bad. Phil, back to you for the lead.
Advantage, Phil.
Last question for you, Phil. What 2005 movie features a future British dystopian society where a shadowy masked freedom fighter plots to overthrow the tyrannical government with the help of a young woman?
B for Vendetta.
Brilliant!
B for Vendetta is correct. You guys seem like you've never heard of that movie.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
V for Vendetta.
Phil wrote this out and then sent it, emailed it to Jake.
Jeez, seems unfair.
It seems unfair right now.
Bill is in play for the last question here.
We're going to keep fighting.
Yeah.
Last question, Bill's in play. What is the name of the character that morphs into Batman? What's the character name?
Oh, come on, Bill. This is ridiculous.
I think I know it.
Yeah, come on.
Is it Clark Kent?
Yeah, no.
No,
stop.
That wasn't a guess. That's fine. That was not your
good
guess.
Good God.
That's Superman, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, Superman.
Oh, this is the engine's not firing. Yeah.
It needs to fire. You got 5 seconds.
Thanks.
Five. Four.
Adam Carolla.
Bruce Wayne was the answer.
If you'd asked if it was Kinect, I could have got it, but I wouldn't have got it beside it.
Phil, congrats. You win bagels for calling in and calling
Phil
down the road.
Phil deserved that win.
Nice win, Phil.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you,
there
Phil.
There we go.
Thank you, Phil.
Tiebreaker for you, Bill. Scream 6 came out March, the most recent Scream movie. What is the film length of Scream 6? Hours and minutes.
Can we come up with something better than the film length on Fridays? Because right now that's been,
I don't want you to get it
in
on
hours,
the dot.
In hours.
You're not supposed to ever get it on
in
the
hours
dot.
And minutes?
Yes.
1 hour, 39 minutes.
That's a good guess. A little over.
Yeah, 2 hours and 2 minutes.
Ooh,
a lot of
really? The reason
that's
why
right.
I do
you
that,
know that,
you're not supposed to ever get it on the dot.
There's got
to
be something else.
Do you want to make the game show?
Oh, yeah, there
like
was.
To.
There
I
was.
I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind doing it.
Let me
know. Let me have it.
I want to see Bill's game show.
There was. We had that.
You took a shot at it.
Yeah, we had that.
You took a shot at it. Like, oh, you want to do what I do every day?
1 in 4.
Hey, Ben, real quick, who got here first to work today? You, me, or Jake?
Me and Bill got at the same time.
That's not true. You were walking up. I was waiting already.
I passed you. I passed you at Capitol Parkway.
It doesn't matter. I still beat you here.
I
went
in the parking garage.
You guys were racing on Capitol Parkway.
Yes. I did. I passed Bill.
Capitol Parkway, you can't believe the construction.
It's terrible.
You have to drive on the curb sometimes. Two tires are on the curb when you're driving.
You had to grab.
There's a guy on an e-bike that's got traffic backed up for miles, which God love him.
Spillover is next
very
on Early Break.
The Spill.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.